How can I pray? Prayer from Takbir to Taslim.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
The first thing a worshipper does is have the intention, and its place is in the heart. We face the Qibla. If you are leading the prayer or praying alone, put a sutra, barrier, in front of you.
Allahu Akbar.
The takbir of Ihram, with which we commence the prayer, it must be pronounced by the tongue. As we make takbir, we raise our hands up to the shoulders, with our palms facing the Qibla, or we raise them up to ear level in the same way. After the takbir, we put our hands on the chest, or below the chest and above the navel, or below the navel. All of this is correct. We place the right hand upon the left hand, or we grip the back of the left hand with the right hand, or we grip the left arm with the right hand.
اللهم باعد بيني وبين خطاياي كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم نقني من خطاياي كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اغسلني من خطاياي بالثلج والماء والبرد.
We make the opening supplication after the takbir of Ihram and before the recitation. Other supplications were also reported for opening the prayer, and it is sunnah to use them alternately.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
The opening supplication is followed by seeking refuge from Satan, then the recitation of Surat al-Fatiha. With tranquility and presence of mind, we recite one verse after another.
Ameen.
It is sunnah to say it, whether one is an imam or behind an imam, or praying alone. It is not a verse of Surat al-Fatiha, rather an invocation meaning, O Allah, answer. After Al-Fatiha, we recite some verses of the Quran, whether a whole surah or part of one. When we finish the recitation, we pause slightly before moving to ruku'ah.
Allahu Akbar.
We make takbir to move from standing to ruku'ah. This is the second place in prayer where the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to raise his hands. So it is sunnah that we raise our hands to the level of the shoulders or ears. We place our hands on our knees, parting our fingers as if we are gripping the knees. We remain still during ruku'ah, with our arms not touching our sides, and we do not turn our head to either side. The back is straight, not curved, and the head in line with the back, not tilted up or down.
Subhana Rabbi al-Azim.
We repeat this glorification three times, which is the minimum of perfection. One glorification fulfills the duty, but we may add if we wish. We may use any form of reported glorification. There are several forms of dikir that may be said during ruku'ah.
سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ.
We say this as we rise from ruku'ah, whether one is praying alone or as an imam. We raise our hands to shoulder or ear level. This is the third place in prayer where the hands are raised. Then we stand upright and say,
رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ.
After rising from ruku'ah, we may send our arms down or place them one over the other. It is sunnah to stay standing for a while after ruku'ah and be tranquil.
Allahu Akbar.
We then go down to making takbir to move from standing to prostration. We may place our hands on the floor before our knees, or knees before our hands, whichever is easier for us. We must prostrate on seven bones, as the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us. The forehead with the nose, the two hands, the two knees, and the two feet. We keep the feet erect with the toes pointing toward the Qibla. We keep the thighs apart, not touching the abdomen. We keep the arms raised from the ground and not touching the sides, unless we are praying in a congregation and we fear to cause inconvenience to those next to us. Fingers should be attached and to the direction of Qibla. Our hands should be parallel to the shoulders or ears.
Subhana Rabbi al-A'la.
We repeat this glorification three times, which is the minimum of perfection. One glorification fulfills the duty, but we may add if we wish. We may use any of the reported forms of glorification, and we may supplicate for whatever we wish of the good things of the worldly life and the hereafter. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "The closest a person gets to his Lord is when he is in prostration. So, supplicate a lot."
Allahu Akbar.
We make takbir as we lift our head from prostration. We put our left foot flat and sit on it resting well, keeping our right foot upright with its toes toward the Qibla. Or, we keep both feet upright and sit on our heels. We stretch our arms, placing the right hand on the right thigh and the left hand on the left thigh, close to the knees or on the knees. We say this supplication between the two prostrations as we sit tranquilly.
Allahu Akbar.
We make takbir as we move down to make the second prostration, which is exactly the same as the first prostration.
Allahu Akbar.
We perform the second rak'ah exactly as we performed the first rak'ah. The same position of the hands, recitation of Surat al-Fatiha, and some verses of the Quran. Then we make rak'ah.
Allahu Akbar.
And we rise from rukua.
Sami'a Allahu liman hamida.
Then we go down to prostration.
Allahu Akbar.
We make two prostrations and then sit for tashahud.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
After completing the second rak'ah, we sit for the tashahud in the iftirash posture, keeping the left foot flat on the ground and sitting on it while the right foot is kept upright. We sit in the iftirash posture in the tashahud of any two rak'ah prayer, such as Friday, Fajr, and the two Eid prayers, as well as the first tashahud of three rak'ah and four rak'ah prayers, and also when we sit between the two prostrations. If someone cannot sit in this way because he has a big body or suffers foot pain or for any reason, he may sit in any way he can. When we sit for tashahud, we place our right hand on the right thigh with all the fingers drawn in except the index finger to point with. Or we make a circle with the thumb and the middle finger, pointing with the index finger. As for the left hand, we either place it flat on the left thigh or join it together over the knee. During tashahud, it is recommended to keep looking at the index finger of the right hand.
التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
We read only this first part of tashahud when it is a three rak'ah or four rak'ah prayer. In a two rak'ah prayer, such as Fajr, Friday, or Eid prayers, We complete the Tashahud by reading the Abrahamic invocation.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
تسليم is said after finishing the تشهد and reciting the supplications reported in the Sunnah, but this applies in the two rak'ah prayers.
Allahu Akbar.
We hear Allahu Akbar in a low voice. In a 3 rak'ah prayer like Maghrib, or a 4 rak'ah prayer like Duhur, Asar, and Isha, we stand up after the first tashahud to pray one more rak'ah if we are praying Maghrib, or 2 more rak'ahs if we are praying Duhur, Asar, or Isha. In these rak'ahs, we recite Al-Fatiha and do everything we did before in ruku'a, prostration, standing, and sitting.
Allahu Akbar.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to sit in a posture called Tawarruk during the last tashahud of every prayer consisting 2 tashahuds. Sitting in the Tawarruk posture is done only in the last tashahud of 3 rak'ah or 4 rak'ah prayer. It has more than one form. Placing the left foot flat on the ground and keeping the right foot upright and letting them both out from the right side such that both hips are on the ground. Or placing both feet flat and letting them out from the right side. Or placing the right foot flat and placing the left foot between the thigh and shin of the right leg. While sitting for the last tashahud, we read the tashahud, then follow it with the invocation of peace upon the Prophet. After reciting the full tashahud, and before making taslim, we seek refuge from Allah from 4 things: the torment in hellfire, the torment in the grave, the trials of life and death, and the evil of the trial of the Antichrist. And we supplicate Allah for whatever we wish of the good things of the worldly life and the hereafter.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
The prayer is not completed until taslim is made. By making taslim, we have thus finished our prayer.
Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah.
When a person makes taslim, it is sunnah for him to ask Allah Almighty for forgiveness 3 times and then recite the dhikr reported from the Prophet, peace be upon him. Abu Huraira reported, I heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, say, the first thing of a person's deeds that he will be held to account for on the day of judgment is his prayer. If it is good, he will succeed and win. And if it is bad, he will fail and lose.